be concise, but they also want you to be a human being too. So show some personality in that. They want it to be like a really fun podcast, right? And they want to know that you're a human being and not just like a machine in most cases. So they want it to be fun. They want to know what your struggles were in the beginning and how you overcame those. So just really telling a life story as well as your accomplishments.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by because the show begins right now. Bam! Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Bam! Hey guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Coaching Inc. On today's show, we are going to have a Coaching Inc. client on who has been having a lot of success finding clients via podcast guest appearances. So we're going to keep this episode really quick and super to the point so that you can shut this podcast off, go take massive and perfect action, and go start getting some of your own clients and emulate James' success. So James, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, Tom. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Bam. Also, ditto, brother. I am honored to be on this adventure with you. And I wanted to put you in the hot seat and kind of pick a few things apart in your coaching business, because I know you're super successful in what you do. And now you're starting to become super successful in coaching. So you had mentioned you are finding your clients by being a guest on other people's podcasts. So I want to get into that so other people can find out how you're doing that. Before we do that, can you just give us all a quick summary of who you are and what you do and how you got started and what you coach and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, my name is James Michener. I'm from Prescott, Arizona. I run a real estate team of 10 people. We do 10 agents. We do wholesale, fix and flip. I own 30 rental properties. And now I'm at a point in my passive income where I don't really have to work. So I'm leaning on my passion project, which is coaching and helping others. And that's how I got signed up with you, thankfully, through Brent Daniels. And your coaching has been absolutely amazing. And your community has been amazing. And your direction has been amazing. So
awesome. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
I'm serious, too. It's been absolutely incredible. The community is just great. And you're super helpful. So a lot of things that you've told me in the coaching have absolutely helped, right? But it's like anything in life, you have to be consistent with it. So in the beginning, you really started hitting on making sure your presence is out there, getting on a lot of podcasts. I did that for a short time, took a break, needed to just kind of recalibrate, kind of get a better direction for myself. And now in the past couple months, I've started signing up for a lot more podcasts because I noticed podcasts that I've done in the past that finally aired, I was getting more and more people outreaching, right? And then they'd start following me on social media. And the social media posts I was putting out there were just like soft touches, right? Kind of like organic marketing to them. And finally, they would reach out to me and they're like, hey, I saw you on this podcast. I've been following you for a while. I think I'm ready to go get going on your coaching program. And with these leads, these clients, I wasn't even having to talk to them on the phone and do like a clarity call for the most part, right? They're bought in. They told me what they had done in the past and what they're looking to do. And so as long as they fit the parameters of, you know, I'm trying to take real estate agents from 15 to 20 closings to 50 closings and above and try to build out their systems with them. And then the next process is going from getting those agents, once they get up to that 50 closing mark, into building their own passive income, because real estate's the number one maker of millionaires in the United States. So I'm trying to show them that they're on the front line of this. They need to build their business, use that income to then go into building passive income. So really building their business up to 50 plus transactions so that they have enough money to invest in passive income.
Bam. I love it. And I appreciate you saying everything you said. And let's dive into that for our listeners. I know they're going to have a lot of questions. So tell me, as if in eighth grade, I have a new coaching business. I want to get onto other people's shows. I have no audience, no following, no product, no service, no nothing. I have no email list. How are you specifically, with detail, getting onto so many shows and making these guest appearances? What is it specifically that you're doing?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that you should do is hire a coach, right? And the community that I'm in with you has been absolutely extremely helpful because everybody's pushing everybody and super helpful within the community. And awesome. So doing that would be the absolute number one thing I would do in getting the direction from somebody like you and or you. And what I'm doing is I'm going onto the podcast that I find that I like and that other people are watching as well. And some of the newer ones that are like, they're shooting stars, right? They're just about to kind of peak and they're getting more and more subscriptions to it. And so I'm having my virtual assistant sign me up for those. And then I'm filling out some of the application stuff that she can't fill out for me. And then some of them you have to do a pre-interview with them to make sure you're a good fit. So I'm going on every single one of these podcast sites that I feel will fit my need to be able to get the right students and filling out the application. And I don't get accepted by all of them. Some of them are already filled with guests. Others I'm on a wait list, but the ones I get on, I try to do it as soon as possible. So my goal is to be on 2 podcasts a week at least at this time and just getting my DMs answered and answering any questions via email or text message or phone call that I'm getting. So it sounds like a simple process, but it takes a little bit of work to get that going and researching them to make sure you're getting on the right ones.
Sure. Well, let's talk about that. You said you're going on the podcast shows. What does that mean? Is there like a website, or are you going just searching the name? Are you finding the name of the podcast and then searching it, or what does that look like?
Yeah. So we're going on Google and we're just searching real estate podcasts. And then I have a lot of friends that are in the coaching space or a lot of friends that are real estate agents, and I'm asking them what podcasts they're listening to so that I can get kind of the first insight to it. And because of our great community, I've gotten a list of host names, emails, and phone numbers that they've already been on their podcast. So I'm reaching out to them directly because that's my easy thing. I can name drop you, or I can name drop the student within our coaching program.
Okay.
And it gives me an easy in. But yesterday I was on 3 different sites for podcasts, right? It's all via Zoom or it's all Riverside. And then there was one other one that I did yesterday. I can't remember.
StreamYard. I know
it's StreamYard. Was StreamYard. Yep. It's all from the comfort of my home office.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yep. So when you reach out to cold email someone, what is your email saying? What are you providing? Is there an intro, a bio, a one sheet, a headshot? What did you put them on your calendar and send a calendar link? What does the actual email say?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So I put in what I've accomplished in my career, my name, then a biography of myself, and then my handles for Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc. Because they want all of that, right? So if anybody's going to be doing this, you want to have that bio. You want to have kind of an introductory email explaining what you've done in your career, what you're looking to do, and what you can help their listeners learn, and what information you can bring to the podcast. So having all that stuff is great. And then they'll send you an email, and generally they have a calendar link of when they have availability, especially if they're a pretty busy podcast. I mean, one of the ones I did yesterday, I had to wait 4 months to get on. So I had to go under their calendar.
Okay. All right. So number one is join a community of coaches so that you have access and you could do podcast swaps. Then have a bio, have all your LinkedIn and your socials, rather all of your social links in there. Do you put a headshot in also?
Yeah, they absolutely want a headshot. Yep.
Okay. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And then you go from there. And the ones where you do the pre-interview, any advice, tips, or tricks for those or no?
Yeah. Be concise, but they also want you to be a human being too. So show some personality in that. They want it to be like a really fun podcast, right? And they want to know that you're a human being and not just like a machine in most cases. So they want it to be fun. They want to know what your struggles were in the beginning and how you overcame those. So just really telling a life story as well as your accomplishments, like letting them know where you came from and what got you into the industry. That's a really big one. It's just kind of personalizing it.
Got it. Okay. Yep. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So awesome, brother. Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Are you, as far as being a guest, when you are actually on the show, do you have a CTA that's worked out, a call to action? Are you doing affiliate launches? What is the premise of the show once you are actually, like, how are you being a guest? What are you doing as a guest that is attracting so many people?
Absolutely. So in a lot of the podcasts I do have affiliate links, and affiliate link is where obviously you have subscription to some of the systems that you use, and then you're putting your link on there so that when people sign up, you're getting paid for that by them using the systems that you're using, which has been huge for me. I make a couple hundred bucks a month off of that, and that's just growing over and over again. And actually, one of the database I use, Vulcan 7, asked me, because I'd gotten them so many clients, to be on their podcast as well and start doing some shows with them. Then what I do is I leave them with like a golden nugget, if you will. So it's an outline of part of my coaching that can help other students or other agents learn about how to maybe go from 0 to 30 deals in their first year. So I'm leaving a golden nugget. And then again, I'm leaving my handles with them as well for my Instagram and Facebook.
And what is the call to action at the end of the podcast?
The call to action would be to just start implementing some of the stuff I gave in that information, or reaching out to me directly for any questions that they have. And most of the time, I'm more than happy to answer some questions. It's the ones that will call me repeatedly but not sign up for the coaching where it gets a little bit tough because my time is limited with everything else I have going on. But the call of action is really to look over the outline that I have, see if it's a good fit, and then start implementing that stuff. And if it works, then sign up for the group coaching that I have, or I do offer a one-on-one as well.
And are you sending them to like a website? Are you sending them to your phone number? How are they reaching out?
Yeah, they're reaching out via Instagram is what most people are doing, or Facebook is secondary that they're doing. I don't have a website built out just yet. We're still working on that.
Okay. So when people are reaching out, they're reaching out via like a DM on social media.
Yeah. Yep. And it's great because all my stuff's on there already. So they get to do a little research before they actually connect with me. And usually they're a little bit more bought in after they've looked at all that stuff.
Bam. Okay. Awesome. Yep. All right. Yeah. I love that. Brother, that's easy peasy lemon squeezy. So guys, if you're listening in, what I want you to do is just go back through this podcast and do exactly what James is doing. He's having tremendous success doing it. James, if people want to get to know you, they want to learn more about your coaching or watch your journey as you're becoming a coach in your spot, in your area, where can they follow you? Where can they find out more? Do you have a channel, or what does that look like?
Absolutely. So Instagram, James R. Michener, which is James R. and then Michener, M-I-C-H-E-N-E-R, or Facebook, which is James Michener, and or on my YouTube channel, which is Financial Free Realtor.
Bam. All right, guys. So we're going to put those ways to contact James in the show notes. This is going to be a really quick episode of just some massive and perfect action. So I want to leave you with some time to go and take some action on this and get a result, get the same kind of result that James is getting. So James, I appreciate you sharing so much information and being such a go-giver today, brother. Can I have you back on after you close another a whole group of students?
Dude, I would love it. I love talking with you and just getting involved in the community. So whatever I can do to help you, because you've helped me out so much, I'd really appreciate that. That'd be great.
Brother, you're the man. I appreciate you. I love you. It's good to know you. I'm honored to call you a friend. So thank you. And yeah, guys, that's it for today for Coaching Inc. Just head on over to your podcasts in your industry and start getting on shows right now. Try to sign up for 100. If you can do 100 in the next 12 months, that would be a great goal to set. So, James, I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Tom.
Absolutely. Thanks again, man. We'll talk to you soon. All right, guys, we'll see you on the next episode.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.